This is the Abhyakt Murli of the 12th of April 2026, originally spoken on the 30th of the 11th, 2009. In order to be loved by the Father and the world, become a jewel of contentment and remain free from being influenced by any situation. Today, Baba was seeing the contented souls everywhere. The jewels of contentment are spreading the sparkle of their jewels everywhere. The greatest stage of all is that of contentment. Those who are constantly content are loved by everyone. You are loved by the Father anyway. Those who have all attainments remain constantly content. The basis of contentment is having all attainments, and this is why such souls are loved by all Brahman souls. To have all attainments means to be constantly content. A contented soul makes an impact on the atmosphere, and all attainments are a gift from God. Souls who have received all powers, all virtues and all treasures from God remain constantly content. The stage of a contented soul constantly progresses. Situations cannot influence a contented soul, because where there is contentment, there are automatically all powers and all virtues. The one virtue of contentment is able to attract many other virtues. So each one of you should ask yourself, am I a soul who remains constantly content? A contented soul is always close to everyone and has a stage equal to that of the Father. However, in order to remain in this stage, you need to have a very detached and Trikaldashi stage. Such a soul is Trikaldashi in everything he does. That is, in every situation, he will first discern its three aspects of time and then act. For this, two things are necessary. Those two things are relationships and wealth. Relationships are imperishable, and wealth is imperishable, and they are attained from the imperishable Father. When you souls have received imperishable wealth and relationships, you are constantly content and become deeply loved by the Father and all souls. Then, when Maya comes in any form, you do not become afraid. You then feel as though a Mickey Mouse film is being shown on the unlimited screen. You are then not distressed. On seeing the Mickey Mouse film, you are entertained. You experience the games of Mickey Mouse on the unlimited screen as different forms of Maya. All of you have to experience such a stage through the Father, and you have all done that. But Dada is seeing that you remain fearless and have stable and concentrated intellects and do not fluctuate in any situation. You are constantly such victorious souls. The Father has a pure desire for each of you children, that each child becomes constantly victorious and shows the Father your victorious form. So each of you can ask yourself, Who am I? But Buddha told you earlier too that now, according to the time, you have to remove the word sometimes from the Brahman dictionary. Since you are going to claim your inheritance from the Father for all time, you need to have all attainments for all time, because you are the lamps of hope who will fulfill the hopes in the Father's heart. There cannot be the word sometimes, even in your thoughts. Why? Because you are constantly with the Father, and you are the Father's companions. You are the ones who stay with the Father, and as his companions, you carry out the task of world transformation. So speak. You have received this blessing of Sada, constantly, from Babdara, have you not? In fact, as soon as each child takes birth, Babdara always gives this blessing. May you be constantly yogi and pure. Whatever attainments you receive through that blessing are for all time, not for some time. So all of you children have a right for all time, because even if it is the last child, the Father has love in his heart for all the children. Even great, eminent people who consider themselves to be wise are not able to recognize the Father, whereas the last child of Babdara has recognized the Father. All of you say from your heart, my Baba. And this is why the Father has eternal love for every child, which is why each child has received the Father's blessing. Every day, Babdara gives the same blessing to all of you children at the same time, even though you are number wise. Although all of you children are number wise, every day, as soon as a child says, my Baba, he claims a right to the blessing. Whether you children are living in India or abroad, each of you children receives the same blessing from Babdara. And having received the blessing, you become happy. However, there are two types of children. One type is the children who definitely become happy that they have received a blessing. But the ones who claim a number ahead are not those who become happy just seeing the blessing and speaking about it, that this is their blessing, but those who make their blessing fruitful. They take the benefit of the blessing and attain fruit from that blessing. You have the seed, but if you do not make the seed bear fruit, that is, if you do not make it fruitful, then there is just happiness. In order to obtain fruit from the blessing, just as with any other seed, it needs water and sunshine, for only then would it bear fruit. So here too, when each of you children wants to extract fruit from your blessing, so that expansion can take place, so that there is growth in your own mind through the fruit of the blessing, then here too, the Father says, in order to extract fruit from the blessing, repeatedly take that blessing into your awareness. Remain stable in the stage of an embodiment of awareness. This does not mean to keep remembering it again and again. To have that awareness, smriti, means to give it water. And to remain stable in that form is to give it sunshine. But by it becoming fruitful, you fill yourself with a lot of power, and you can also give others an experience of power through that fruit. So what does Bapdada now want? For some time, Bapdada has been warning all of you children about the time. The time for the result of each child's study is going to come suddenly. For this, remain constantly ever ready. Along with that, Bapdada is also giving a signal that it is now the time to make intense effort for the flying stage. Not that you are moving along, but that you are flying. The time for making common effort, spending your day in an ordinary way, has now passed. And this is why Bapdada is giving you this signal. Check every second and every thought. For instance, if you are not making intense effort, if you are making ordinary effort for an hour, and if the time for your final paper comes suddenly during that 1 hour, then that final moment will lead you to your destination. And that ordinary effort of 1 hour will then cause so much damage. This is why, from time to time, Bapdada gives each of you children a signal about the importance of every thought, every second, and every moment. Only an intense effort maker is able to make effort to remain unshakable at the time of upheaval. An ordinary effort maker will take time to become ever ready. Whereas Bapdada has said that you have to put a dot, a full stop, in a second. What happens if you are not making intense effort? You are experienced in this. Instead of a full stop, it would not become a question mark, would it? A full stop is so easy, whereas a question mark is crooked. As soon as you say full stop, a full stop should be applied. Not a comma or even an exclamation mark. You won't even have time to think, what should I do? No child yet is able to understand that to make such fast effort means to pass the paper. Bapdada sees that even now, due to one reason or another, the questions why, what, how, like this, are visible in some children's daily charts. Bapdada has seen that in the charts of many, a wave of waste thoughts takes up a lot of time, and the speed of waste is so fast. 1 hour of ordinary thoughts is equivalent to 1 minute fast thoughts. Therefore, today, Bapdada was looking at the contented souls who are loved by everyone and by Bapdada. The language of why, what, etc. will not enter the thoughts or even the dreams of a contented soul, because that soul will be able to use the three special things at the right time. The three dots. The soul, the supreme soul, and the drama. This is because at such a time, your treasure store of the powers is essential. And a master almighty authority is one who is able to order a particular power at any time, so that that power becomes present at that time. You might want the power of tolerance, but instead of that, if the power to face comes, then although it is a power, that power is of no use at that time. So the key to all treasures is the three dots: yourself, the Father, and the drama. Bhagdada has one thought. Should he tell you? You will have to do it. Those who are ready to do it, raise your hands. You will have to do it. Since you are raising your hands, you will have to do it. Are you raising the hand of your mind or of your physical body? The hand of your mind is strong. According to the time, Bhagdada has this pure desire for each child. You are going to meet the Father again in 15 days' time. And so for the next 15 days, use this special practice as a trial. In fact, you have to remain like this for all time, but have a trial for 15 days. And also get the centers in connection with you to do this. Go there or phone them and remind them, are you doing your homework? What is your homework? It is easy. Each one of you crosses through different circumstances and situations. But for these 15 days, each one of you has to claim 80% marks at the very least, in your thoughts, words, and actions. Nevertheless, Bhagdada is giving you a margin of 20%. Do you agree? Do you agree? Should Baba give you this? Should Baba give you this work? Okay, 15 days. Maya is also listening. Situations will come, but do not look at the situations. You have to pass. Just remember this. 15 days are not a big thing, but each of you children have to show Bhagdada with an honest and clean heart that you will pass in your dreams, your thoughts, words, and actions. Is this possible? Is it possible? Teachers, speak. Is it possible? 15 days are nothing. But Bhagdada is asking you to do this as a trial. No thoughts are to be wasted. No battling, but victorious. Fully victorious for 15 days. Is it difficult or easy? If it is easy, then raise your hands. Is it easy? Then Bhagdada will see this result of 15 days. He will then increase it further. Any of you can do it for 15 days, can you not? You are able to do this, are you not? Those from Madhuban, raise your hands. Those of you sitting at the front are from Madhuban, are you not? You are very good. Double foreigners and those from India, everyone has to do this. Those from the villages and those from the big cities all have to keep your record for 15 days. Do not make excuses saying, why, what? The situation was like that, and so you have to claim 80%. Even so, Bhupdala is making it light. He is giving you a margin of 20%. Because Bhupdala sees that in some cases, while you are moving along, Maya makes you careless and lazy. It was like this. It was like that. Is a form of royal laziness. This royal laziness and carelessness makes your intense effort weak. Because Bhupdala is now making each of you students do a rehearsal for 15 days and wants you to practice this for some time. This is why he made you all raise your hands. Ever ready? Each of you should be able to raise your hand. You need to practice this over some time. This is why Baba is making you practice this for a short while. Acha? How many have come for the first time? Stand up. It is good. Congratulations to you for the day that you have come in front of Bhupdala. Congratulations. The father's vision fell on you children, and the vision of you children fell on the father. Many, many congratulations. Acha. There isn't any other cake, but you can eat a cake of happiness. It is good. You have come late, but you can go fast and claim a number ahead. This is why congratulations are given to you by Bhupdala and by all your companion brothers and sisters. Congratulations. You will become such examples that even those who have come last can go fast and come in the first line. Acha. To all of you lamps of hope everywhere who fulfill Bhupdala's hopes, to those who remain beyond the language of why and what, and who remain constantly stable, to those who constantly belong to one Baba and none other, to those who experience the three special relationships in life, the Father, Teacher, and Satguru in the one Father, to all of you multi-million times fortunate children who claim your inheritance from the Father, your inheritance of the study from the teacher, and your inheritance of blessings from the Satguru, Bhupdala's love, remembrance, and namaste to every child. Speaking to the daddies, this time there were very good service programs everywhere. All of you have helped everyone very well. No one had to think about how to do it. You thought, we have to do it. With one another's help, all the programs became very good. The sound was spread. Everyone received the message. Now move forward. Everyone had very good experiences in yoga. The topic itself was to give blessings. And so with yoga programs, they all experienced that. The servers of Punjab Zone. So according to the drama, Punjab received a good chance to serve the sannyasis and great souls. And you are doing that too. At the time of establishing service in Punjab, you found good, cooperative and air quality souls who became instruments. To the extent that there were those who caused upheaval, to that extent there were also the lion quality souls that emerged. What does Punjab have to do now? You have the speciality Now those from Punjab have to prepare a well-known lion who can be a mic in a gathering and relates his experience. He should be someone who can be a big mic, not a small one. The VIPs of the government are a different matter. But even among the great souls, the Mahatmas, there are VIPs. And so prepare a big mic who can make others enthusiastic with his experience. Prepare someone like that. Get him or her ready. It is possible because although people believe that service by the sages and holy men began in the Copper Age, there aren't any such examples of great gurus who can make others or their disciples the same as themselves. However, Bab Dada has prepared some children who are cleverer than him, who go in front of the public. Therefore, Punjab now has to show some newness. VIPs come from all directions, but you have to bring such ones here so that everyone who hears them will awaken and receive the message. Is this possible? We shall see. It does take a little time. But you can prepare someone like that and show everyone. Yes, expansion is taking place. Blessing. May you become free from care and worry and make anything difficult become easy by remaining aware of the Father's hand and his company. When your hand is in the hand of an elder, your stage becomes free from care and worry. In the same way, while doing everything, constantly consider Bab Dada to be with you, and that your hand in this alaukik life is in his hands. This means that your life is in his hands, and that he is responsible. Put all your burdens onto the Father and become light. The way to remove a burden and make anything difficult become easy is to take the Father's hand and his company. Slogan. When you have honesty in your efforts, you will experience extra help from Bab Dada. Abhyak signal. Imbibe the virtues of sweetness and humility to become great. If someone is in conflict with you, give that person the water of your love. Don't let go of your virtues of sweetness and humility. Constantly wear your dress of humility. This humility is your shield, which is a means for your safety. The easiest way to harmonize sanskars is to make yourself full of humility and sweetness. Give others the elevated seat. Om Shanti.